Legends Club, Blaine's Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Julius Peppers! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry the Karen!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live, a 30-minute celebration of Packer football. And tonight we are celebrating a win over the Redskins, a divisional round playoff game, and a rematch with the Cardinals. Speaking of which, right up here to my right, I have my own Arizona Cardinal. And you know how for home games they have that slogan, "Get loud, Lambeau"? Well, we need one for Phoenix on the road. And that's what this Arizona Cardinal is all about. Our new slogan is, "Leave everything but the carcass." By the way, special group with us tonight from Marinette Middle School. Welcome. How big was it when the Packers signed Julius Peppers? Well, I'll tell you how big. It was March 15th of 2014. It was a Saturday. And when I first learned of the signing, I thought two things. One, where's Ted and what have you done with him? And the second thing was, wow, Julius Peppers coming here. So as I mentioned, it was a Saturday. And I went to Saturday afternoon mass at St. Agnes in town here. Like all good Catholics who want to get mass out of the way. I went on Saturday afternoon. So I am standing in the back, mostly standing to stay awake, but I'm standing in the back, and out comes that little procession at the start of the Mass, you know, where they have the altar boys, the lector, the cantor, the dancing girls, and then the priest. Okay, so that whole procession starts right down the center aisle, and the priest, Father Patrick, out of the corner of his eye, sees me standing in the back. And he breaks from the procession. It's going up there. I mean, they're crossing the Rubicon. The Mass is starting. He breaks ranks, runs over to me, and says, "Julius Peppers." And then said the Mass. True story. May I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is a no doubt about it. First ballot. Pro Football Hall of Famer. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Julius Peppers.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Larry? How you doing, man?
Julius, I think they're happy to see you.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you for coming. Julius, congratulations on the win over the Redskins. And one of the headlines coming out of that was the offense seemingly getting back on track. Now, as a defensive guy, how do you look at that whole thing? Was that kind of encouraging to you, too?
It was. I don't really get involved with the offensive things and making comments about the offense because, you know, it's kind of like a separate team. We're all together, but they handle their business. We handle ours, but it was nice to see them get rolling. Hopefully that momentum will carry over into this week.
All right, let's talk some defense. And I think you guys set a heck of a tone in that first quarter. Things overall not going all that swell. But in that first quarter, that goal line stand, they start with a first and goal at less than the one and end up kicking a field goal from the seven. Mm-hmm. It was a no gain run, minus one run, a penalty, an incomplete pass. That kind of set a tone, didn't it?
I think so. It was a big, big series in the game for us. Deshaun didn't score on the one, so we came out, and that's the attitude. We go out. They haven't gotten in yet, so we go out. We had another chance to fight, and we went out and got it done.
Another defensive headline was no less than a half a dozen sacks, and that's coming against a team that allowed 27 all season, fourth least in the league. That kept Kirk Cousins in kind of a high-powered offense. It kept them under the gun, and it paid huge dividends the way you pressured them.
Well, that's one of the things we do best this year on this year's team. We rush the quarterback well. We have a lot of good rushers. Obviously, we have Clay, myself, Nick Perry stepped up big for us, Mike Neal, Mike Daniels. I could name everybody because we have a lot of good rushers, and I think that's one of the things that we need going forward that's going to help us win these next couple of games.
Now, in a somewhat of a change of pace, you were not credited with any sacks yourself, but as I went through the tape, you had a hand in three of them. And while it is an individual stat, that being sacks, it's also a team effort, is it not?
It is. We need everybody to win one-on-ones and have some kind of impact on the play. Whether you're a guy that's running a game and you're setting a pick for somebody else to come free, whether you have a one-on-one rush yourself that you need to win, in some way all four guys are involved in that rush and may have some impact on who gets the sack.
Now, Julius has, for his career, while we're on sacks, 136. That is tied for ninth most in history. That's like everybody. We're ninth most. And the thing I want, we got a couple plays from the Redskin game. It's hard to get sacks because you got a quarterback dead to rights. He gets rid of the ball. Mm-hmm. Another time you beat a guy colder than cold, mm-hmm. and he gets rid of the ball. It's hard to get that, and you've averaged, about 14 a year, every year.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes stats are always an indicator. It doesn't necessarily always tell the whole story. So a guy can have a great game. I was just reading about Michael Bennett. I didn't see the game, the Seahawks yesterday, but I heard he had an outstanding game rushing a passer, but he didn't have any sacks. Things like that happen. Sometimes you have a sack fall into your lap that you don't have to work for. So sometimes you get them, and you get them the hard way. Sometimes they come easy.
Already we're looking ahead, as I'm sure you guys are too. What do you think about going back to Phoenix in a rematch with the Cardinals? The first game, meeting one a couple weeks ago, didn't go so hot.
It wasn't a good effort at all. We got beat pretty soundly in all areas, but that's the great thing about having this shot at redemption, and hopefully this time go back and get a different outcome.
All right. And right now we're going to head out because it is time to go in the huddle. The exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Julius, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, well, very conveniently, we've located you.
Okay.
And this is from the Raider game. Now, Julius, folks, is perhaps the most understated superstar, high-profile player there is. I mean, he doesn't go out of his way ever to be flamboyant. But you got emotional after this play, and that's why I wanted to look at it. Now, you're going into a move here. Looks like a club. Mm-hmm. What you trying to get done there?
At the beginning of the play, I want to have an upfield charge and get the offensive guard leaning so I can club him and have a clear path inside because, as you see, the center is sliding away. So this whole area, the A-gap is open for pressure.
And now after the club, you start pressuring that mm-hmm. A-gap, okay? And as it goes on here, it's seemingly going to be time to throw and up pops your arm, mm-hmm. okay, but play's not over, is it?
No, it isn't. And this is what I mean as well by everybody having an impact on the play. Clay has a good power rush right here, pushes the offensive tackle back into the quarterback so he can't escape this way. And it makes him panic a little bit. So now I'm still rushing, get held a little bit. I'm still fighting.
Get held a lot, yeah. Julius. Oh, hey, stop it right there. Now this is athletic ability. You get held big time, and you're actually screaming at the ref during the play,
well,
huh?
Yeah, exactly. So, again, another example, Mike Neal setting the edge right here so the quarterback can't scramble this way. I continue to play. He steps back into me. I end up getting the sack. All four guys have an impact on that play, but I get the sack.
Okay. Let's roll it forward. And now here is the emotional part. This is serious emotion. Now, that is very uncharacteristic of Julius Peppers. Mm-hmm. What fired you up so much about that play?
Well, that was a big series in the game where we needed to stop, and we just needed some energy on the sideline. So it just came out.
Sometimes that was energy, man.
Sometimes it comes out. Yeah.
Hey, when Julius Peppers is fired up, the whole team's fired up, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Well done, Julius. That is super football right there. Hey, coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Ethan from Marinette Middle School. Welcome back. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Ethan. How you doing, Ethan?
Good. I'm doing good.
You play some football at Marinette Middle School?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, if you can play it real well and learn the football skill Julius is about to coach you on, you will earn his autograph. How is that? Way cool?
It sounds amazing.
Okay. What are we going to learn, Julius?
We're going to talk about the sack fumble, the forced fumble, because getting the sack is good. It's a great play, but being able to get the ball out is what we want. We want the ball. The game is about the ball, so if you can get a sack and force the fumble, that's even better. So we're going to have Ethan be the quarterback, and you're going to have your back turned to me this way with the ball right in this hand right here. So as a defensive lineman coming from the right side, I'm the right outside linebacker, and I'm on the rush. So if I'm able to beat the offensive tackle and come around without him seeing me, instead of going for the big-time hit to knock yeah. him out, go for the ball because that's what it's about. So you'll come around, and you either try to get on the wrist, get on the elbow, or just chop the arm down as hard as you can.
Let it do it.
So it comes out. So, that's my thing. If you can hold the ball up, Ethan, you come around and you just try to get it out. You get it out, and then we had the ball. Better than a sack, it's a sack fumble.
Beautiful. Will you be the quarterback, Julius? Okay. And Ethan, now you do just what he said. If you can reach it.
Yeah.
Hey! Well done. Julius, did he earn your autograph?
Yes.
Okay, great. While Ethan is getting Mr. Pepper's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Julius Peppers. Don't go away, please.
Nice job.
Thank you so much.
All right.
We are back with Julius Peppers. Now, Julius, just last week, you were elected a playoff captain for the second year in a row. And, of course, in the NFL, leadership starts with performance. And it's not only how you perform, but the way you perform. And I'm thinking you never, ever miss a practice, which is absolutely amazing. But the other thing you do is there's not a lot of people that, when a play goes a mile away, turn and sprint to that play. But you do that. I see it all the time.
It's something that I learned throughout my career. The play is never over. Anything can happen. You know, if a play goes away from you and it's a 20-yard gain, who's to say at the end of that run that the runner's not going to fumble the ball? And you got to be there to scoop it up. It's about being professional and carrying out your job, trying to do it the right way every day, and being a pro.
In addition to his football at North Carolina. Julius also played basketball. And when it comes to basketball, North Carolina is not Rolling Dirt Teachers College. Now, that's a big-time basketball. You had a double-double in the NCAA tournament. Did you ever give any thoughts that, hey, basketball might be my favorite or anything like that?
Well, basketball has always been my favorite. It was my passion as a kid. I grew up in North Carolina watching Michael Jordan. That was where my first love was at. At the time, I had to make a decision, am I going to play football or basketball? It wasn't really that hard of a decision because it was time to go in football. I got good advice about the league, what I should look forward to, and I think I made the right decision.
I guess. A Hall of Fame decision. Coming up, we'll have questions for Julius from our lively audience here in the Legends Club. High atop the beautiful Lambeauville Legend. Stay with us. Thank you, Third and Short. Julius Peppers, our special guest. And Julius, it is truly an honor to have you here. And if you're having any second thoughts, I just want to let you know you're in good company. Okay. Current or future Pro Football Hall of Famers that have graced our stage? Reggie White, Ron Wolf, Brett Favre, Charles Woodson, Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, and tonight, Julius Peppers. This is so cool. Anyway, what's your name?
Trey.
Trey, what's your question?
What was it like when you first played the Bears as a Packer?
Good question.
It was a little bit of an emotional experience going because I still have a lot of friends and former teammates. You know, it was a little bit emotional, but it was fun more than anything.
All right, next up we have
Kelsey.
And Kelsey, what's your question?
How is it like being a Packer?
I've always admired this organization from afar. Now being here, being part of the team, is the greatest thing that ever happened in my career.
All right. And your name, sir?
Roger. Do you feel once JC kind of settled in at tackle, that was kind of like the key to turning that switch on, becoming the Packers of the beginning of the season? And if so, can we find a lock to not turn that switch back off? Well, because I'd like to see you guys in Super Bowl 50. Considering we're in the first Super Bowl, we should be in the 50th, I believe.
I think we turned it on yesterday. I know for a fact that these guys are going to come back this week and work harder than they did last week and keep it going. So I think we're set to make this run. I think we are.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. But, Frank, what was your favorite question? And what lovely parting gift does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite question was from Trey, and he gets his official Packer Cubics Rube. You can't do better than that, now can you?
More of Frank and Julius Peppers when we come back. Stay with us, all right? Thank you, Third Short. Back to Julius Peppers one more time. Julius. Next week, you will celebrate your 36th birthday. You're in year 14. Now, how much longer do you want to do it?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about how long I want to do it because there's other variables that could determine that. For one, the decision is not always on the player, you know, but a Super Bowl ring could factor into it. You know, certain things like that. But to answer your question, I don't know. I still have fun doing it. I still enjoy coming to work, and I still have fun playing the game. I have a passion for it. So as long as I have those things and I'm healthy, then why not? I don't have anything else to do.
Julius, go get that Super Bowl ring, will you? Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you
for watching. Until next time, take care.